Blog Talk Radio.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hands. Local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, "Baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands." Grandma's hand. Don't you whip that boy? What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
Hello, Blog Talk family. This is Leslie Gish. You listen to the Gist of Freedom show. Tonight we have our guest on the line. Her name is Miss Thelma Bates. She is an incredibly talented lady. Are you on the line, Miss Bates?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'm so glad we were able to connect. Could you tell everybody your name and what you do?
My name is Thelma Bates, and I'm an artist. But my art at the present time is basically what we call figurative art. I make dolls that look like people.
Okay. Now, Miss Bates, how did you get involved with this figurative art and, you know, making dolls that look like people?
Well, you know, it's probably a really long story because when I was young, little, many years ago, they didn't have TV and they didn't have, you know, cell phones and all of that. So there was more art and everything going on in the schools, and, you know, kids did more creative kinds of things because they didn't have, you know, the distraction of the TV. And so through, you know, life, I've just kept that up. And until I got here in Maryland, where I now live, I went to a doll show, and I saw all of these dolls that people had made, and I decided I can do that. And so I decided to try it, and I really got interested in it, and I enjoy doing it, and so that's kind of the beginning.
So it looks like you sculpt these dolls. Did you have some kind of talent or gift in sculpting?
I guess. it came from someplace, you know.
When did you realize you had the talent? The sculpting and be able to make these figurines that look just like people. I have a slideshow of the pictures you sent me.
Oh.
It looks phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. You know, like I said, when I was in, you know, grade school, the teacher would have contests at Christmas time to see who could make the best Christmas picture. And, the winners got to put use one of the chalkboards, you know, to put their pictures on. And my friends and I drew, made paper dolls. I made dolls out of yarn and all that. But I never thought in terms of, oh, you know, how do you sculpt anything? I just decided that, well, I'm going to try doing that. And along the way, you know, I read in magazines and, you know, you pick up information from other people who do the same thing. And I know the first doll I made, a lady bought it. And then a couple of years later, she told me it had broken. And I said, oh, well, I'll fix it for you. And I was just amazed at how I put that together because I have no clue why I did it that way. Now I think I'm a little better than that. I took a class from Jack Johnson. He used to, you know, go around the country having classes. Now he has them in Las Vegas. And, you know, get books and you just do it. And then I took a class in sculpting, but that was with clay, and it's a whole different technique than what you use when you're doing with the kind of clay I use. The clay I use is polymer clay. I call it plastic clay. And it's harder to use than the kind of clay you might, you know, do a statue.
So where did you get the idea to use this type of clay?
When I started trying to make dolls out of it, well, first I got, I think, Fimo, and then I went to Sculpty, and then I went to Cernet, and then I went to ProSculpt, which is another you know, kind of clay, but, you know, it was just listed, you know, these are the things that you can use, and some of them, you know, are very, very hard, and you have to get them soft, and it was such a trial with some of them, so you eventually get down to a medium that is best for you, and I like the Cernet and the ProSculpt because they're easier to use than some of the harder clays.
Okay, let's talk about that first doll you made. What inspired you to make this particular doll, and can you describe this doll that made, the first doll you sold?
It was a little girl jumping rope. And I don't know, I just decided to make her. All of my dolls in the beginning were I copied from pictures in my mother's scrapbook, you know, and, you know, friends, like when I was growing up, you know, her friends, and most of my dolls are of older people, so I have very few that are, you know, like children. That was probably one out of about four. But I used those pictures of my mother's as models for my dolls.
Okay. Now, I met you in Maryland on the outskirts of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
at an event. You remember the name of the event?
Was it the Black Memorabilia show?
Yes, the Black Memorabilia.
Yeah.
How do you go about getting exposure and marketing your dolls? Because I think it's something that we need in our community. You know?
Well, we certainly do because it's hard to do that, you know.
Most of the dolls that look like yours, when you look at the bottom, it usually says made in China.
You're kidding.
You're excited about it. You're like, wow, this is beautiful. And then when you look at it, it says made in China. I'm like, wow, they really got me. But when I was so relieved to look at you and actually see you sewing and stitching, and my daughter was all excited, so we both gravitated to you. And
well,
you remember, I had to buy that doll.
Oh.
And my mom has it, and she cherishes it, and we want to get more because it was hard taking it doll back from my mom, from Ashley, so, giving it to my mother. So how, you know, where can people find your dolls?
Well, I don't have a shop or anything. I make them at home, and the only time you see them is when, you know, I do one of the, you know, shows like the one I was at when you met me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have websites and that kind of thing, and then they can get, you know, they can look at it there. I have not been very good at all about marketing my dolls. I have to admit that. But I do as many, you know, shows as I can. Usually I do one in Philadelphia at the Black Doll Show there. And then I do, you know, several in this area.
How many a year would you say?
Well, I used to do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 a year.
Oh, that's pretty busy.
Well, I said I used to.
Oh, okay.
But that's because the economy has gotten not too good, you know.
Right.
It costs, you have to pay for your space, you know, and, of course, all your materials for making the dolls. And it's just gotten so expensive that you have to kind of tone down how many you do because, you know, like if a show costs, there's one show that's $400 and something for a couple of days, you
okay.
know, some of $350 for one day, you know, and if, you know, you're trying to sell enough to make up for that expense, and it's just gotten to the point where it's really hard to do. Which is regrettable. You know, another thing, I used to do the doll show that Doll Magazine does in D.C., and every year they would come here in August. And all of those people who came to that show, it was truly dolls, you know, and doll accessories, and they had classes, you know, for people. There. Well, it didn't come here this year. And it's gotten very expensive. By the time you pay $500 for a table, then you have to pay union fees for because they won't let you carry your own stuff in. And it goes on and on, you know. So right now is not a great time for selling dolls.
Okay. Let's talk about your customers. What do your customers look like? Who are they, mainly?
It varies. It really does. I had some dolls that are like rabbis, you know, and those always sell. And those people I take for granted must be Jewish. I don't know. You can't tell by looking, you know. And I have some that are just, you know, they come from various parts of the, you know, area. And but most of them are women who like dolls. And my dolls, a lot of times people look at them and think, oh, this looks like my mother, or this looks like my grandmother, or my, you know. I have one that's in a zoot suit, and that was, people always comment on that one because they remember back when the zoot suit was in style. I made it because my uncle had one when I was a little girl, you know, and I remembered that, and that's why I made it. But like I said, the people vary. They come in all different colors and shapes and sizes, you know, all of that. So I make a lot of Santa Clauses, and people like Black Santas.
Oh, you like Black Santa? So that's
yeah.
a real popular item. Do you get a lot of requests?
The requests I get are people want me to make a doll of this person or that person. And I used to do that, but it was so stressful that I just decided I would never, ever do that again. To try to make a duplicate somebody's face, you know, is very hard, especially with the clay, that when it gets soft, it moves, you know. And then, you know, you make it, and then people say, oh, no, that's not the color, you know, it should be, or oh, no, she doesn't wear hair like that. Well, I can't tell those things because I've never seen the person. You know, I'm looking
right,
at the picture.
Right.
And so I can't get the three-dimension, you know, feel of the person or anything. And even when you take a picture, you don't get exactly the color of the person or it's just too difficult. And I hate for people to be disappointed or, you know, upset because it doesn't look like they expected it to look. And so I don't do that anymore.
Well, what are some of the nicest compliments you've gotten and things that resonate with your customers that you hear constantly over and over again about your work?
Ask me that again. I'm going to go down and change phones because I keep hearing a beep.
Oh, okay.
So what was your question again?
I asked you what are some of the compliments that you normally get that resonates with your customers, you know, that you always hear, something that people really like about your work?
Usually it's
Are you there, Miss Bates? Okay, Miss Bates, we are waiting for you. We want to talk to you about how the dolls are actually made and how long it takes for you to make a doll. So these are the questions we want to ask you when you come back on the line. If you mail these dolls, can you mail them to us? Let's see if we can get Miss Bates back on the line quickly. We're talking about clay handmade dolls, and we're waiting for Miss Bates, Thelma Bates, to give us a call back. And until then, I'll put this music on until she calls back.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands. Local unwed mother, Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Candy, Grandma's hand pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him.
Hello? Hello?
Miss Bates?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I had my own mic muted, so I apologize. So I'm glad you made it back to the line. Now, we were talking about the compliments that you are used to receiving, and I know you must get a lot of return business or word-of-mouth business, considering you don't have a website and you're not really marketing your dolls. So your reputation must be a great one. What are some of the things people tell their friends about your work and why they should get a doll?
Again, it is the fact that it's not they know that it is handmade, you know what I'm saying? It's not made from a mold. It doesn't look like every other doll. The clothes are I make myself, you know. And I have one lady, I think she has about 5 of them. Every year she comes and gets one.
Whoa.
Oh.
Any shops or stores or retail establishments have ever asked if they can buy a few of your dolls and put them on consignment or anything like that?
I've had some who've asked to do them on consignment. And it didn't work out so very well. If they're close, you know, to where I can go check on them or, you know, whatever, that's better. But I've had some that were, you know, out of town.
Right.
And then I had difficulty trying to find out what happened to my dolls, you know.
Right.
And, up until, you know, recently, I was working. I've been teaching school for, 40 years or for all my life, you know. And so that also limited me in terms of what I could do in terms of marketing and getting around to different shows and, you know, doing all of that. And
now, what subject did you teach?
I've taught everything from first grade all the way through high school. My last job was, I don't know, my best job. I used to expel kids who were naughty. You know?
You said that was the best job.
You know, so I said I got back at them for 30 years of their tormenting me.
So is that why you avoid making the young people?
I was with them all of the time, you know. My whole life has been with kids. And actually, I said I started making older people so that I'd have somebody my age around. You know? But then I was working at what they call a technical school.
Right.
And so they had all kinds of programs there. But it was good for me to be there because I learned how to use tools, you know, that I had never used before, you know. And so I can solder and I can cut tubing and I can do, you know, all those things. And the guys at that school were very helpful in making, like, props and things for my dolls. You know,
wow.
So that was fun. That was fun. And basically, my whole deal was I enjoy doing that, and I'm hoping that I can continue. You know, I think I told you that in the last 3 years I've been in a car accident, broke my wrist. Then I had my back was hurt, and I had to have an operation on that. And now my eye had to have an operation. I said, it seems like every year I get a different something. Getting in the way, you know, but things seem to be working out, I guess.
Well, it sounds like it is, and your spirit is very, very high, so I'm happy that you're able to give me a call, and I'm just really elated that you're on the phone right now and sharing your work, because I've never witnessed anything like this before
What you need to go to the craft store, get you some clay, and do it.
If you offered a course around here, I would definitely sign up. Now, when you were at the vocational school, did you ever teach a course or teach any of your students?
No. Mm-mm.
What about any family members? Are you thinking about doing that?
My family?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As my daughter says, she can't even hang a picture. No. The thing about them is that when I started making dolls, I quit cooking. So my youngest son does all the cooking, so I don't have to worry about starving to death. My oldest son is the one who drives me all these different places and, you know, carts everything in, you know, for me. And my daughter lets me know when there's a show that I can be in. And so they're very helpful in that way. But, my oldest son is a photographer. That's the closest we get to being, you know, in the art business. I couldn't do without him because he's the one who takes all my pictures and, you know, things like that. But
these pictures are beautiful. My camera didn't do too much justice for him, but hopefully I could do them over and get your pictures back up online. Now, I noticed you have some Native American dolls, too.
Yeah. And they're all in California right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, everyone that I've made ended up, either my sister bought them or her sister-in-law got them. So the ones I made are out there.
How do they know about these dolls being, you know, how do they get to snatch them up before anybody else?
I sent pictures.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so you do market a little bit.
Well, if you want to call, send it on, see what I did, pictures.
I think that's good. So what is the turnover rate like? It's about how many do you have to sell right now? If you wanted to get rid of the inventory,
about 15.
15. Mm. And how long does it take for you to make a doll? Let's say I said, it's Christmas time, it's coming. I need 4 dolls by Christmas. You know, what's the timeline I should give you to
I would
need,
like,
expected?
Starting very, very soon. You know, in making these, you know, like I said, you have to prepare, you know, the clay. You have to make the wire that goes inside of them, the armature. And you got to get the hair on there. You got to get the eyes in. You got to make the clothes. And you kind of work when you get that kind of urge or, you know.
You get inspired by something.
Yeah.
Something moves you.
Yeah. And,
you don't take orders. I have to get what you have in stock.
Unless you can give me 3 weeks to make it.
Okay.
Because it takes me about 3 weeks.
Per doll?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, if I worked all day, but, you know, you get tired.
That's right. Now, what kind of equipment do you have in your house to make this doll? What do you use? Do you use an ordinary home stove?
Yeah.
Residential stove or commercial?
I'll use my stove in the kitchen, and I bake them for about 25 minutes and let them cool off and finish what I need to do, and sometimes I have to rebake them. And then, you know, you go from there to try to put it all together, and hopefully nothing breaks, because if it does, then you have to start all over. My hardest thing is that the hands... The fingers break, and then you have to start, you know, make new hands, and there you go again. But,
Now, has any of your children videotaped you making this doll and this whole process?
No.
Would you ask them to do that for me? Because I have a YouTube channel, and I would love to post this video of you.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, this is important.
No.
Okay, we'll talk about that off the
air.
Okay. But when will you be showing your dolls at the next event? Do you have anything on your calendar?
No, I don't. I know that the only show that I know of right now is that when you were at the memorabilia,
right,
one in April, and I'm going up to Philadelphia, but that's at my granddaughter's school. You know how schools have fairs and things like that. But, you know, like I said, I had an operation on my eye, so I haven't really done anything really this year. Right now, I just started on finishing up two dolls I had started before the operation and had not been able to finish them. So now I'm trying to see if with one eye I can get these finished. You know,
okay.
So I haven't.
Now, our show is coming to a close. Would you like to give your information so if someone's listening to the show, they can call you and order a doll or purchase a doll that you have in stock?
Okay. Well, I'm Thelma Bates, and I live at 9687.
Okay, wait. You don't have to give out your home address.
Oh.
Maybe just your phone number.
Oh. Let's see. My phone number then is 301-206-2180.
Okay.
And what I usually do is, you know, if people said they're interested in seeing some of my dolls, I send them the pictures. You know, let
great.
Them look at those.
Great. So this is Thelma Bates. You can reach her at 301-206-2180. She handcrafts, handmade, makes clay dolls in her house of figurines of people. And please give her a call at 301-206-2180. My name is Leslie Gist, and I want to thank you, Ms. Bates, for coming on my show. I know you were hesitant, and I'm glad you summed up the courage to come on our show. Will you come back on again?
Yeah, if I can find something to say.
Oh, you said a lot. We didn't touch on half of the stuff that I wanted to talk about. But we'll have you on again, and I hope to see you at a show in the very near future.
Okay, and thanks a lot for asking me, you know, to talk with you. And it was nice to have somebody to talk to.
Oh, we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.